Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App Auka Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App Auka Navida downloaden und loslegen. Auka Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Jedes Business hat Ambitionen und PayPal Open ist die Plattform, um sie wahr werden zu lassen. So können Sie als HändlerInnen bezahlt werden, wie Ihre Kundschaft es möchte. Und egal wo, online, im Laden oder unterwegs. Und wenn es Zeit ist zu wachsen, bietet PayPal ein Netzwerk aus Hunderten von Millionen PayPal-NutzerInnen weltweit. Und schnelle Finanzierungsoptionen und Tools, damit Sie ganz locker expandieren können. Das ist PayPal Open. Eine Plattform für alle Arten von Business. Erfahren Sie mehr auf paypalopen.de.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 flights of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Nothing.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. On the extravaganza today, Larry King calls in about XFL rules, plus a pizza ATM and taint. You'll hear that coming up in just a minute.
Bob and Tom Records presents Tom Griswold. Like you've never heard him before. Tom Griswold is the godfather of grunts.
But that new breed.
Oh, yeah.
I know drag.
Oh, nobody keeps the rocket rhythms like Tom Griswold. He rocks. He rolls. He grunts. You need your headphones for this one.
Uh-huh.
Slap on your cans and dig on some
stereo,
time.
Yeah. Baby. Stereo. Kind of freshens up the sound.
Yeah, it does.
Get a Tom Griswold new compilation. Now that's what I call Just call 1, 2, 3, 4
Can I count it off?
Sure.
1, 2, 3, 4
We know what you need. Here's another healthy dose of Bob and Tom Extra.
Coming up, volume 2 of the Ace Cosby joke of the day.
I think we put a poll up about his facial hair. Should he shave or should he not? I don't know, Jeff. Have you found any?
Is there a photograph of
him? Yeah, there's a photograph of him. And
And what's the... We have no idea what the result is?
No,
there's a poll. I just saw a picture.
There's a poll. Should he keep it or should he not?
Okay, I'm voting no, but so we'll see what happens then.
Josh Arnold's here.
I hadn't finished the introductions.
I know.
Well, you were taking too long.
It's horrible.
I just got in a whiff and it reminded me that...
Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hi, gang. Hey, it's Larry King.
Larry.
How you doing? Hey, I heard Chick discussing the new rules for the XFL season coming up, but I couldn't help but notice that he missed more than a few new rules.
Well, the XFL has some kooky rules, certainly.
Yeah. Yeah, here are more new XFL rules for the upcoming season to help the XFL more entertaining for fans. Now, defenders will now be required to count three Mississippi before blitzing the opposing quarterback.
Oh, classic.
All right. Great idea.
Yeah. In lieu of the coin toss, a game of thumb war between the two coaches will decide which team will kick off.
Makes sense. Mm-hmm.
On the sidelines, the traditional Gatorade will be replaced with Red Bull and vodka.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Wow. Break a bone of a player on the opposing team, automatic first down for your team.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Violence. Extra points will be given for really bitchin' touchdown dances. Now, now players can moonwalk their way up to an additional 10 points. Can you imagine?
Wow. That'd be great.
A safety will still only be 2 points. But if you chase the player all the way back into their locker room, that's going to be worth 10 points.
Oh,
that's cool. Now, while teams will no longer be able to challenge officials' calls, they will each now get 2 mulligans per half.
Oh, they can just call a mulligan. All right,
we'll do it. Yell it out. Mulligan! Right. Linebackers for each team may pack heat during the game. Well, sure, he can outrun Demarius, but let's see him try to outrun a bullet. Again, violence.
Yeah.
I don't know. All players' mouth guards will be replaced with wax lips.
Oh, isn't that nice?
Big red ones.
Sure?
That's gonna make the game more fun. I might as well put the mustaches on, too. What
sure.
the hell? These are just a few new XFL rules that are going to be a lot of fun, gang. Thanks. I'm Larry King. Arrivederci, muchachos.
Arrivederci to you.
Bye.
I like the wax lips rule.
You know, you're talking about that, but that's pretty common in the NFL. They're like vampire teeth, and
they look like pacifiers sometimes to me.
All mouth guards have designs on them anymore. Yeah,
that's
wax
a cool
lips
idea.
Sucked. Yeah. What were you supposed to do with them?
Yeah, wax lips were awful.
Were you supposed to eat them?
You weren't supposed to eat that wax, were you?
You drink the sugar water.
Right.
Out of the,
is that what you're supposed to do?
I love the little miniature wax bottles.
They
managed to have some kind of sugar that actually had more sugar than real sugar. It was some kind of hyper sweet.
Mm-hmm. Did you say you love those?
Oh, yeah. As a kid, yes.
The little sugar bottles?
I hated it.
So
you have to gnaw through a candle just to get a drop of sugar.
Just have a peanut butter cup or something.
Yeah, please.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't care for any of that stuff.
I loved those.
Were you a fan of the penny candy? Do you remember going to the drugstore?
I was a big fan of those, the Pixie Sticks.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I didn't really like those either.
Had, again, the same deal, like raw sugar and a little bit of colored powder or something in there.
Did you snort that or just
You just ate it. You're just a kid. Don't ruin it for the kids with your drug-crazed
So
habits.
Your two favorite candies when you were a kid were the little sugar bottles. Little teeny tiny
they
bottles.
Look like little Coke bottles.
Yes.
Because
you
could never get them.
Sticks.
Those were things you just never got. And then there was every once in a while, like once a year, oh my God, there they are. Something special.
And you're right about those wax lips. I didn't. Ugh.
I've never understood them.
They were funny looking.
Man.
Did you eat them?
I remember trying and going, am I supposed to be eating this? This is awful. You have something good I can eat, like a chapstick?
Yeah, same thing, right?
Yeah.
Rock a good cherry chapstick.
Now, Christy, you said you teased this saying what? There was something about the CES, the formerly known as the Consumer Electronics Show.
Yes.
Now they're shoving CES down our throats, so we're supposed to know this.
This is an odd thing.
They've kind of run out of cool stuff.
Are you kidding me?
I don't think you're right on that at all.
No, you're wrong.
No, it used to be they would have this social revolution becoming because of an iPhone. Now they've taken digital technology and applied it to something because they've run out of ideas.
Well, here's something odd. A company has debuted a bandage at CES that purportedly prevents premature ejaculation.
A bandage?
Yeah. Is it colloquially? That's a hard word to say. Called the taint bandage.
The taint bandage.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. The coverage is placed on a man's
taint.
Perineum. Yes. After being adhered to with a conductive gel, electrodes in the bandage send impulses to the area to confuse the nervous system.
This is sexy.
And to delay.
Hey, baby, hang on a second. I've got to get the electric
ejaculation.
Conducting gel on my scrotum.
Jeez.
Morari CEO Jeff Bennett, who's been described by journalists as having...
As a sick pervert.
Yeah.
This is weird. He's been described as having, quote, big dad energy. What the hell does that mean?
What does that mean?
Explained that the bandage is placed on an area where nerves meet before they send signals to the brain to trigger ejaculation. He added that the device, which has only been tested on 5 men, is designed to...
Yes, that's how they developed the polio vaccine. They just took 5 guys. This is working.
Well, this gets better. It's designed to be controlled by a sexual partner through an app or a Fitbit.
So...
He hopes to release it by 2021 and expects it to sell for about $25.
What?
Yeah.
So you put it on your taint.
Yep.
And it shocks?
It's Bluetooth, I assume.
Well,
you're right.
No, there are no wires, I'm sure.
Yeah. Just asking.
That would make it a little inconvenient.
Yeah, well, it's not particularly, hey, put on...
So I would
put on some sexy music. I've got to put the gel on my scrotum,
right,
and apply the what's
taint
it called?
Bandage.
The taint bandage.
So you lay there, and the sexual partner, the lady or man, whatever your preference is, has a Fitbit and is controlling.
So if she thinks you're going to prematurely, she can hit
you
it
or something. Huh.
I don't know about you guys, but anything going down in the taint region just sort of speeds things up for me.
Including electric shock?
Well, I don't know about that. I've not tried it yet.
I do not want to know that.
I don't know if it's an electric shock. I wonder
what
it does.
Are you any different?
No, I'm not.
Use Listerine, those Listerine strips.
Ooh, that's a sensation,
right,
huh?
That's a, right. Oh, I have my taint, a fresh minty flavor.
Florida University has installed an ATM on campus for pizza. The pizza vending machine was set up in a University of North Florida residence hall. The company that created the pizza ATM said the food is pre-cooked and refrigerated until a user places an order with the touch of a button. The pizza is then heated up and dispensed within minutes.
It's a great idea.
Cowabunga, dude.
This can only work on a college campus.
But I think it's a great idea. In fact, I got this letter. We talked about this earlier today. This is from Steve.
Hi, yeah. Steve.
Hi, Steve.
Xavier University. They've got one already.
Oh.
You swipe your credit card and pick up your pizza 7 minutes later. It's in a box with a plastic knife to cut it. It's delicious. That's a great idea.
Interesting.
You don't. That would work at a hospital, for example.
It's not going to work. You can't improve on them coming to your home and handing you the food.
Yeah, but again, if you're not at your house.
Well, no, that's why I said a college campus.
Working at a big hospital, you go down to the ATM and... maybe they should have a gumball machine version with pizza rolls in it for you, Ace.
Oh.
you wouldn't have anything to do with this.
It would depend on the circumstance. You're camped out somewhere.
You ever eaten a sandwich out of a vending machine?
I haven't done that.
Oh, I have.
A sandwich out of a vending machine?
No, yeah. But you know me. I love the convenience store sandwiches.
Yeah, that's the closest I've gotten to.
Oh, yeah. So
I used to work in a hospital, and that was the only food we had if you worked like 3 to 11 or whatever.
What was the name of that famous place in New York where they had the little...
The trays, and it was like a cafeteria.
The little boxes.
Something mats.
The automats.
Automats.
Yeah, the whole tray would come out. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
I think those have fallen into disfavor. But this is
that was very similar to what we had
at
the hospital.
This is great. I think this is Nobel Prize stuff.
You know, Tomei starts
Nobel Prize stuff.
I wonder if you can get it just by the slice.
Tomei starts with a P. Did you know that?
I did, yeah. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay, well, I know you like it straight to the door, but I like the ATM. Now, can you make
I think
it...
everyone likes it delivered to their home. Who wants a pizza? I'll run out to the ATM. No.
Okay, well, I think, again, it's a college thing. I'm sorry.
There's a pizza franchise that's open that I have never been to. I'm sure it's delicious, but where they, hey, come pick it up. And by the way, we haven't even cooked it.
Yeah.
What?
Oh, yeah, that's great.
Those well, what is it, $4? No, same price as a hot one delivered to your home.
Oh.
No, they're slightly cheaper.
So the idea, Josh, would be...
Papa's kind of out of his mind, isn't he?
If you want to cook it at your house when you get there eventually.
Yeah, if you don't want it right away, you're on your way home from work.
There used to be one of those right up here. It was great. I went there all the time.
There's one right by my house,
never.
Too.
Yeah. I'm not doing it.
Well, that's because you can't stand it. Because you'd have to wait.
Where I live, there's one of the Take and Bake place is in the same strip as a...
Oh,
as
really?
Chain.
Yeah.
Well, I think there's a market for that, sure.
Ugh, weirdos. What you do is when you leave work, you call and you order it, and then you try to beat the driver to your house. That's fun.
Is that what you do?
I have done that, yeah.
You just can't wait. You're the guy that burns the roof of his mouth on the cheese, aren't you?
No, I'm not. I'm not. I'm very sensitive.
You have a hair dryer there.
There was a Crab Rangoon incident a few years ago. And I'm very cautious.
Who hasn't had a Crab Rangoon incident?
Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, gang, it's me, Larry, again. King.
Oh, hey, Larry.
Oh, my God.
Well, I was going through the paper, and I see there are even more of those new XFL rules for the upcoming season.
Well, the XFL's changing things up. They're trying to make the game a little more entertaining, make it go a little quicker. What are some of the other new rules?
Yeah, I like them. I didn't mention these. Let's see. Here's one. Teams will not be able to ice the opposing kicker on field goals by calling timeouts, but they will be allowed to have their cheerleaders flash him. That's a cool.
Right.
I like that.
That's a strong
Illegal hands to the face is still going to be a 15-yard penalty. Illegal jazz hands to the face, though, is going to result in immediate ejection.
Sure, yeah.
Fabulous. Fabulous. There will be a sky judge to oversee on-field penalties and a Lucy in the sky judge to determine which players are on drugs.
Oh. All right.
Yeah. All right. A special testicle referee will be assigned to ensure all players' balls are properly inflated. Okay. Wide receivers will be permitted to wear a rosary when attempting to catch a Hail Mary pass.
Naturally.
For the Catholics out there, that's a beauty.
Can Julian Edelman catch a Hail Mary pass? just ask.
Any player which has more than two bowel movements in the game will be penalized 15 yards for unnecessary roughage.
Oh, jeez.
By the way, speaking of unnecessary roughage, you have two giant bran muffins and a large prune juice, and you'll see what happens. I'm about there. Let's see, the last one here. In-zone celebrations will be encouraged and may feature special guest stars such as Shakira.
Oh, okay.
Well, that'll be fun.
Yeah, she's...
I'm going to look at this list the next time.
That was really more of a news item.
I don't know if that's all of them. I may call you back.
Okay, you keep reading about the XFL.
Dolores, come here.
You make calls back, the phone line might be busy.
Thank you very much. Now, we had a story earlier this morning about a product that apparently is on display at the CES, the so-called, the former Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas.
No, it's still... the Consumer Electronics Show. Oh, they just refer to it as the CES.
Okay. This is an application that goes in the taint area.
Right.
The area, the perineum, I believe, is the
nacho.
Correct. Yeah.
Yes, nacho, yes. Nacho front, nacho
back.
But this is the idea is that it is to help with problems of a premature arrival, if
right.
you will. And what was the stuff called again? Does it have a name?
Does it have a name? No.
I'm with Josh on this, though. The more I think
about it.
They
call it a taint bandage.
The vibration is...
that could send some people...
that's a sought after.
But I don't know if it's a vibration. It doesn't really give us any information.
It's some kind of a Bluetooth thing that the...
it says electrodes in the bandage send impulses to the area to confuse the nervous system.
I just want to play a little bit of a song.
Oh, Taint Vibrations by the Beach Boys?
Yeah. It's about the taint.
Oh.
And if people don't know exactly where the taint is, just a hair.
Okay.
Everybody sing. Some are big, some are small, some are hairy, some of them ain't. Taint your hiney, taint your vagina. That's why we call it taint.
It's like standing next to a portalette at a fish fry.
Why do I always feel like I'm going to be on the news later? Why is that?
You made those poor women sing those lyrics.
Oh, it was one of our proudest moments.
You brought them in. You said, ladies.
Here's what you're singing.
had our great friend, tremendous jazz musician Steve Ali, arrange that. Get some real horns. This is a song called Taint. There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.